This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Come Thanksgiving, culinary magazines and newspaper food sections try to convince home cooks to try something new and complex. Deep-fried turkey, southwestern barbecue turkey, or how about this, miso-massaged turkey encased in puff pastry. But why tempt fate when just making an oven-roasted turkey can go so horribly wrong? NPR's Jason DeRose spoke with some cooking instructors and serves up this report.
In the quest for the most complex Thanksgiving recipe, recreational chef Stephen Tobiasen is a frontrunner. He's combining two of the most difficult turkey recipes he could find.
The first one is the turducken, which I believe Paul Prudhomme invented. A chicken stuffed into a duck, stuffed into a turkey.
They all need to be deboned, which Tobiasen admits could result in mangled bird carcasses. The second part of Tobiasen's scheme for culinary glory is the Thompson turkey, a bird spackled with a flour, water, and spice concoction every 15 minutes for 8 hours.
And as the turkey's baking and you're basting it with this plaster, it hardens and it turns into this ugly, nasty, smoky black shell.
But beneath the shell, Tobiasen says the turkey is juicy and golden brown.
Right. Welcome, everyone. My name's Courtney, if I haven't met you already. Make yourself
Courtney Cantos is a third-generation chef who's been teaching meat-free Thanksgiving classes at the Chopping Block Cooking School for the past 5 years.
We're making mushroom tartatin, apple sage quinoa stuffing, glazed root vegetables, and then for dessert, sweet potato pie.
Cantos calls quinoa the super grain of the future. It was a staple of ancient Aztec cuisine and contains all the necessary amino acids. But what? No tofu?
Here at the Chopping Block, I feel we support another vegetarian option. I don't know that people really like the tofurkies too much.
Cantos says the biggest pitfall when it comes to vegetarian cooking is that people are afraid of salt and unsure how to use spices. Speaking of flavor enhancers, the Spice House in Evanston has had to increase its cinnamon grinding fourfold to keep up with demand. Owner Patty Erd says while the old standbys of cinnamon and sage are as popular as ever, she's noticed customers with lists of more unusual seasonings as well.
One of the recipes for a curried pumpkin soup had, I think, 7 or 8 spices, ground coriander, cumin, cardamom, mustard seeds, and oddly enough, even curry leaves.
Erd says Spanish smoked paprika is also very big this year, as is candied ginger added to pumpkin and sweet potato pies.
Whenever I try to branch out, it's not very well received.
Chef Rebecca Wheeler teaches at the Wooden Spoon Cooking Shop and Cooking School in Chicago's Andersonville neighborhood.
I love to experiment, but what I've found is that it seems that most people, especially when it comes to Thanksgiving, they want the classic good comforts of tradition and the things that they associate growing up.
So on the Saturday before Thanksgiving, Wheeler teaches traditional Thanksgiving for beginners.
So I'm going to wrestle with the bird over here and get him into our racks, and then we can talk about how we're going to roast the turkey. Okay?
This class is most popular because it focuses on roast turkey, green beans, and mashed potatoes with gravy. Nothing fancy. Still, Wooden Spoon owner Trina Sheridan has a theory why people risk Rococo recipes such as turduckens or curried turkeys.
When we cook food for people, we say we love you. And if you try something really hard, you're like, I really, really love you. And I really want to show how much I love you because I've took on this big task.
But Sheridan contends a 12 to 15 pound oven-roasted turkey seasoned with nothing but butter, salt, and pepper is a big enough expression of love. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Chicago.